I thank the Lord for being here today. We do have a burden upon our hearts this afternoon. I desire your prayers. I feel like that the Lord, you know, the Lord wants us to have faith in God. You know, I thought about how that without faith, I'll read this, but without faith, it's impossible. You know, the Lord wants us to please Him. And for us to please Him, we're going to have some faith, a faith in God. You know, we're living in a very doubtful age. And I thought about how that, you know, people today, you talk to them, especially the young people, and I heard over the radio, we don't have the television, but we don't use the radio very much either. but it said something about over there in Oklahoma, that university, that they said that they believe in God, but they wondered about Jesus. Brother, you know, Jesus, He died on the cross. He suffered. Jesus, the Savior of the world, He suffered and died on the cross that you and I could have victory in our soul, that we might be a light. I thought about the Scripture said, ye are the light of the world. And I thought about how that, you know, we need to let our light shine. If we are if we're saved and if we're living for the Lord and if we're sanctified, brother, we got some power. We got some power over the flesh and over the devil and over the things that are in the world today. And I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us all, that we will, you know, I thought about, I've heard people tell me, Brother Gordon, you got faith. Well, I said, I need more faith. You know, and I've called and I called on the Lord, and I said, Lord, increase my faith. You know, I tell you today, we need our faith increased. And I thought about how the Lord is able to help us out here this afternoon. I want to turn to Hebrews 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we want to get a few scriptures here in the Word of God. You know, I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate how the Lord is able to help us out. I believe in God. You know, a lot about, there was a man told me one time, said, you just believe everything. I said, no, I don't believe everything, but I do believe in God. I believe the Lord is able to help us today. I believe the Lord is able to give us something that will inspire our faith. And I pray the Lord to bless and work in a mighty way. But in Hebrews, I want to turn to Hebrews 11th chapter. Of Hebrews, and it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, I thought about how that faith is believing that God is able to help us out, and you know, we need faith in getting saved. You know, if we don't have the faith, brother, we won't be able to get saved, because we must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I thought about that scripture, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And it said here, a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by the elders obtain a good report. Through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the Word of God. You know, the whole world was framed by the Word of God. You know, the Lord just spoke it into existence, and it was so. Brother, today we must believe in Jesus. We must believe in God. We must stand on the promises of God, that the Lord is able to help us out here this afternoon. And it said here, Lord, help us. Through faith we understand the world were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen... Now listen to what this says. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. You know, I thought about how Abel, you know, Abel must have really had faith in God. You know, he trusted God. You know, that's another thing. Brother, today we need to trust the Lord, fully trust God. Sometimes I thought about the Lord. Sometimes, wasn't it Abraham that he sacrificed his own son? You know, Abraham loved his son. You know, and he was willing. He was willing to sacrifice his son, although I believe maybe he might have believed that the Lord would raise him up. But you know, brother, today we're going to have to trust God for everything. Pardon? Yes. And believe. You know, the faith is believing. Brother, we need to believe. We need to believe that God is able to help us out, and God is able to deliver us from all evil, and I believe that we can live a pure life. It's through faith in God. But it said here, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. But I thought about, you know, Abel, he believed in God. And Cain, you know, he was a I'd say he was like a gardener. But, you know, when the Lord, no matter what position that we are, the Lord can bless us. And the Lord can help us out in every way. But, brother, we really need to have faith in God. We really need to believe God because, I want to go on down here. And it said here, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had his testimony that he pleased God. You know, today I thought about people, they say, well, we want to please God. Brother, we're going to have faith. Faith in God to believe, to please Him. You know, and I want to read on down. It says, but without faith, that's not, we don't have the faith. It says, without faith, it is impossible. You know, I thought about it. We don't have the faith. I don't believe the Lord will touch our bodies or heal us unless He has a purpose or something in it. But faith is a wonderful thing to have. Faith is believing. And, you know, I thought about my wife. She was talking about that. And I want to tell a little thing on her. She wanted me to, we knew a nurse. You know, we knew a nurse. And she said, let's call this nurse to come in there. I said, no, I don't want no nurse. I don't want nobody. I want God to come in there and touch my body. And you know, she didn't tell it all, but you know, I was laying there, I was laying on the bed there, and seemed like I could just imagine someone coming right in that room, and touching this, and you know, it was open up. And touching this side, and from that very hour, it started I'm gonna tell on myself. I tried to take tape and try to tape it together, and it just bust. Nothing happened, and I said, I'm just gonna put it in the hands of God. And you know, he came in there and he touched my body, and from that very day, it started closing up and putting on. Well, Brother Purvis, I think said, you know, you got new skin. And even Brother Beasley, oh, he thought I was a strong man. And he didn't really believe all of that, but when I showed him, he said, Brother Gordon, he said, this is serious. He said, this is bad. I said, well, I've been telling you. and he said, I don't know what you're going to do. I said, I'm going to trust God. The Lord's going to heal me. You know, today, if we've got faith in God, brother, the Lord can heal all manner of sicknesses. That's right. He can heal all manner of diseases, no matter what it is. Lord, help us today. You know, I tell you, it grieves my heart to see people yield to the arm of flesh. Brother, I'm going to say here today that the doctors cannot help you, but God, the Spirit of the Lord, can touch you and heal you completely. Oh, you know, I appreciate the Lord. I've trusted God, hadn't taken no medicine, no remedies or nothing. I've trusted God. I went through a lot of things, but the Lord has brought me out. I appreciate that. Brother, today we need to trust God. I've been hearing some things that people have been yielding and having a profession. Brother, oh Lord, help us today. What a mighty God we serve. He's a mighty God. He's able to heal all manner of sicknesses, all manner of this. But we've got to have faith. Without faith, as I read here, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must, we must believe. Oh, listen today. It says, must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Brother, we need faith in God. Oh, you know, it seemed like the devil, he'll try every way that he can to say, well, the Lord's not healing, but God is a healing. That's right, he's healing. But it's the ones that really has faith in God, and God will honor our faith. Lord, help us today that we will have faith in God and believe in God. And it said here, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, he didn't see anything, as yet moved with fear. Brother, you know, we need the fear of God. It said over there one place, how does that go, Brother Leslie? The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Yes. You know, people, they say, I need wisdom. Brother, if we want wisdom, we need to fear God. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And it said here, saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heirs of the righteous, which is by faith. And it said Abraham, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should ever receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Brother, that's another thing. We need to obey. Faith and obedience. He went out, not knowing where he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in the strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, and Isaac, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Oh, I thought about Abraham. Brother Abraham, he had faith in God. He believed God. He stood on the promises of God. Brother, today I want to turn to Romans. I believe it's Romans, the fourth chapter. Lord, help us today. Brother, we need, seem like a faith. People today is not really having a faith. I remember years ago lady that she lived in Dayton, Ohio, and seemed like she was sincere, but you know, she really didn't have the faith that she needed, and she suffered. You know, she suffered with that. If she had faith in believing God, brother, she would have been healed. But may God help us. A lot of people today, you know, they don't seem like they're just carrying that affliction. But I'm going to say today that, brother, the Lord is able to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of diseases. And the Lord is able to help us today. I want to turn to Romans, the fourth chapter. I want to read about Abraham. Oh, listen. You know, that's been an encouragement. That's been a blessing to me. He was willing. He was willing to take his child's life. Now, just think about it. He loved that child. But he was willing to believe God and had the faith and stood on the promises of God. Brother, it's a wonderful thing to have faith. It said here in the fourth chapter, it says the 18th verse. It says, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak, brother, we need to be strong in faith. We mean to believe the promises of God, the Word of God. Brother, it will stand. It will heal all manner of diseases if we have the faith. But, brother, we need the faith. Faith in God. But it said here, oh, thank the Lord. It said, be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered. Oh, today, there's people today that's staggering at the word of God. Brother, we don't need to stagger. We need to have faith in God. We need to believe in God. We need to stand on the promises of God. Brother, Lord, help us today. God is real. I know He's real. He's testing me out, and I know the Lord. I've been healed. I don't know how many times. The Lord is able to help us today, brother. We need faith. It's a wonderful thing. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Brother, today we need to be strong in faith. We need to believe God. We need to believe the promises of God. Brother, if we don't believe in God, we're not going to get anything. And the enemy can deceive us, but we must have faith. We must believe that God will heal everything. Yeah, you know, there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Lord, help us today that we don't stagger. You know, I think a lot of people is staggering at the word of God. But it said here, and being fully persuaded. Brother, that's what we need. We need to be fully persuaded that God will touch us no matter what. You know, the devil will come around and say, oh, the Lord's not going to heal you. The Lord will if we have faith. I believe that. Lord, help us today. But he said, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Oh, thank the Lord today. You know, I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate how the Lord, I've trusted, like I said, I've trusted God ever since I've been saved. And before I got saved, I trusted in the doctors. But after I got saved, brother, I trusted in God. I believe in God. You know, God is a wonderful God. And Jesus is a wonderful Savior. And He's able to help us and He's able to bless us. But Lord, help us today. I want to turn over to the 11th chapter of Mark. I believe it's the 11th chapter of Mark. Oh, Lord, today, what a wonderful God we have. What a wonderful Savior that we're having. And, you know, He's still on the throne. And He's still able to heal all manner of sicknesses. But it said here in the 11th chapter of Mark, and starting at the 22nd verse, it said, and Jesus answered, saying unto them, have faith in God. You know, have the faith. Well, in the center reference, it says, have the faith of God. It said, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, it says doubt, in your heart, but shall believe that these things, those things which he saith, shall come to pass. I thought about, it's been years ago, I was talking to a man, and I read him this scripture. And he said, well, Brother Gordon, he said, I don't believe that it meant a natural mountain. And I said, well, I said, don't you believe that the Lord can remove a mountain? He can remove a mountain. I mean a natural mountain. It don't take no bulldozers or anything. Well, he can just speak the word. And brother, that will, and that mountain will come down. Lord, help us today. We need faith. Faith is believing. And but it said here, and shall not doubt. Well, this is where a lot of people today is doubting. You know, they're doubting. They say, well, this is serious. And you know, another thing, too, can be a discouragement. It's going to a doctor just to, you know, just to see what's wrong with you. And then he'll tell you something, and then that will cause you to lose faith. That's right. You know, Lord help us today. We really need today that we're living in today. We really need faith. We need faith to move hindering people from really get a hold of God. We need to bring them things down, but it takes faith. Faith, you know, it's a wonderful thing. And it said here, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Brother, today, let us have faith in God. Let us believe God. You know, God is real. You know, a lot of people, they seem like, well, you know, you're just imagining. I said, there ain't no imagination in my heart. I said, I know God is real. I know the Lord's able to help us. I know the Lord's able to give us what we need. But you know, faith, oh, let us not lose our faith. Well, there's a scripture that said that something about they had no faith. You know, some of the disciples, I guess they didn't even have faith in God. And I thought about how that, who was it, Thomas? Yeah, Thomas. You know, they called him Doubting Thomas. But, you know, I thought about let's turn over there. St. John, let's see. It's over close to the end of St. John. John 20. Thank you, Brother Leslie. You know, Lord help us today. I thought about this. I don't know. I don't really understand. Thomas, I believe Thomas was right with Jesus. You know, and Thomas no doubt saw all the miracles. That's right. All the miracles that Jesus did. Now, how could he doubt? Brother, this is where that we need to not listen to the enemy, the devil. The devil wants you to doubt. You know, he don't want you to believe. But Lord, help us today. It says, where we want to start at it. Well, we'll start here at the 20th chapter and the 15th verse. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. But this was when Jesus was crucified. And then he said, he was resurrected, that's right. And Jesus said unto her, Mary, turn herself and said unto her, I don't know what that, I can't pronounce that, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascended unto my Father and your Father, and to any God, and to my God, and to your God. But, you know, I thought about how Mary, she told the disciples, and some of them didn't believe. You know, that's sad, isn't it? You know, today, if we're not careful, the devil will try to make you think that Jesus had risen from the dead, and he cannot heal you right now. There was a man told me one time. He said that was back in the times of Jesus. You know, the healing, and I told him. I said, no. I said, you're wrong. I said, Jesus heals today, and I testified to him. You know how the Lord healed my body. But may God help us today. But you know, it said, I don't know if it says here, but you know, one place it said it was just like idols. You know what I mean? They were telling about Jesus and they didn't believe it. Lord, help us today. Help us to have faith. This is real. Jesus is real. God is real. Divine healing is real. Lord, help us today. I've trusted the Lord, and you know, people, they say, well, you'll never preach again. Well, I've been preaching a lot of times after that. There is nothing too hard for the Lord to touch our bodies. I can say a lot of things, but Lord, help us today. Believe in God. Have faith in God. Stand on the promises of God. Brother, He'll never leave you. Isn't there a scripture saying He'll never leave you nor forsake you? Now, believe that. You know, I thought about, I've trusted the Lord and people. Our family on my mother's side, they were pretty high up people. And they went, I think, to church. But they went to church. But they smoked and they chewed and they did just about everything. And claimed to be saved. And I was telling them about, this is not about healing, but I was seeking a companion at that time, and my uncle, he said, "You better get out there and get you a woman, and not having faith in God." I said, "No." I said, "I'm trusting God. Lord gave me a good companion." You know, I appreciate that. I appreciate how the Lord is able to help us today. But brother, we need to believe. We need to stand on the promises of God. The Lord is able to help us out and bless us. But I want to go on down a little ways here. I'm going to start at the 27th verse of the 20th chapter of John. "Then said he to Thomas, reach hither." You know, before that he said, "I will not believe." Well, maybe I can back up a little bit here. It's in the 24th verse. It says, "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples, therefore, said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see it, it said, except I shall see in his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of his nails, and thrust my hand into his side," he said, "I will not believe." That's what Thomas said, didn't he? "I'm not going to believe. I'm going to see that." You know, today, brother, we're going to have faith that Jesus raised from the dead. We're going to have faith that he was crucified and raised up from the dead. Oh, Lord, help us today. And then he said, and Jesus, the door being shut. Now listen to what this says. Now this is something. Come right through the door. Well, you can't do that. I can't do that. He come right through the door. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Oh, may God help us. And he said, "Peace be unto you." Then said he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand, and reach hither my hand, thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless." Brother, let us not be faithless. Let us have faith in God. It says, "Be not faithless, but believing." And And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. But he saw this. He saw it and he believed it. But listen to what Jesus said now. Lord, help us today. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Now listen to what it says. Blessed. Brother, don't we want to be blessed? I want to be blessed. It says, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. That's me. I haven't seen Jesus. I haven't seen his nails in his hand. But I believed. I saw. I see it through faith. I see it through faith. Lord, help us today. Help us that we will believe. Believe in God. Help us to have the faith that we need. Brother, faith can move things. I know that. But Lord, help us today. It says, thou hast believed, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Oh, may God help us today. Help us that we will believe the Lord. Help us we will stand on the promises of God. Brother, the Lord is able to help us out today. He's able to give us the faith that we need and help us that we will stand on the promises of God. I know the Lord is able to help us out. He's helped me out many, many times. And I appreciate it. And that inspired my faith. You know, when we when God helps us out, and I might have said this before, but I want to say this. My boy, he was just a little boy, and he had a, he had a high fever, and because I was holding to my breast. And he was real hot and sort of made me warm, you know. And so I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, I says, I'd like to keep him for a little while, you know, John. And I kept on and I said, Lord, he's yours. He's yours. I'm going to give him to you. And as soon, Brother Leslie, as soon as I said that, the Lord touched that boy, and his fever went down. And I think we were planning on going to Akron at that time, and we didn't know if we were going to go or not. But I told my wife, I said, I'm going by faith. Faith in God. Believing in God. God, you know, God is a wonderful God. Oh, I love the Lord today. He's healed me in many ways, and I'll be 78 in November, and I didn't know I was going to live this long. And I have my aches and pains, but I tell you, the Lord takes care of me. I believe in Him. I stand on the promises of God. Brother, He will never fail us. I can say He has never failed me. And people, they say, Brother Gordon, you've got faith. Well, I said, I need more faith. You know, I don't think you can get enough faith. That's right. May the Lord help us today that He will increase our faith in God, that we can trust Him. Trust Him all the way. Oh, may the Lord help us today. You know, this old world, I don't know where it's going to go to, but you know, this old world, I told someone a while back, I said, this old world don't have no charm for me. You know, I'm ready to go. If the Lord, I want to be with my Jesus. But then if the Lord wants us to stay here, why, I appreciate that too. But may the Lord help us today that we will have faith in God, have faith in Christ. Know that Christ is able to heal our bodies. Christ is able to solve every problem. Every problem. No matter what the problem is, He's able to work it out. He's worked things out for me. I can stand up here, but I'm not going to do it, but tell you all the things that the Lord has done for me. And that increased my faith. You know? Lord, help us today. Brother, we need faith in God. Not faith in ourselves. You know, a lot of people, they got faith in themselves. But then we want to have faith in God. We want to have faith in Christ. That's right. He's able to heal us. He's able to save us. He's able to keep us. You know, I've heard people say, and I think that's a discouraging thing. Oh, I'm just having a hard time. Brother, we don't have to have a hard time. We got the Lord on our side. We got the Lord. We got the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, that is able to give us power. You know, today, Lord, if we don't have the Holy Spirit, seek the Lord for the Holy Spirit. This is very needful. And you can trust God. You have power to resist, and you have power to do the right things. I pray today, have faith in God. Believe in God. Stand on the promises of God. The fourth chapter of Romans and the 21st verse. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised. Brother Leslie, how many promises is in the Bible? A lot of promises, lots and lots of promises in the Bible. We need to believe on them. We need to stand on them. But you know, it seems like the enemy will come in and say, well, you're going to die. Well, then we'll meet Jesus. You know, we want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I don't know how it's going to be, but I want to say, Jesus, you've been so good to me. You've been my Savior. You've been my helper. You've been my keeper. Lord, help us today. Help us to have faith in God. Help us to believe the promises of God. Oh, you know, it's a wonderful thing to really have the promises of God that the Lord will help us and the Lord will bless us. But I don't think we read. I want to turn back to the 11th chapter of Mark. And I'm going to read the 24th verse. It says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things, it said things, more than one, soever ye desire." What do we desire? You know, I desire, when I was just got saved, I said, "Lord, I desire to live closer to you. I desire to be what you are calling us to be here in this world." But it says, "What things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Oh, may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. Have a desire. Lord, I desire that you help me to draw close to you. The Lord is able to help us. The Lord is able to bless us, but brother, let us have faith in God. Let us believe God. Let us stand on the promises of God. And I'll say that the Lord will help us in time of need. He's able to help us in time of need. But we need to have faith in God. Pray for me that I'll have more faith to believe the Lord is able to help us out.